have been enjoying more time out in your garden or trying to do some plantings inside your home as well. What about growing a cocktail garden? Well, that's why Sue Ryba is with us. She's a horticulturist and landscape expert at Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, G. Thanks for having me, and happy Thirsty Thursday.
I know. This is a perfect day to have you with us. Actually, every day is a perfect day in the pandemic to grow a cocktail garden, I think.
Oh, I know. I know. It's been a trying time for all of us, and so here we are, looking towards a garden.
Absolutely. So how long have you been a horticulturist?
Oh, let's see. I've been a horticulturist for 17 years. And I do all kinds of things. I also am a landscape designer, and we've been helping our clients this year put together raised garden beds and container gardens, because people really want to eat healthier. They want to be outside. They want to be enjoying their outdoor space because they've been spending a lot of time inside.
Have you noticed a surge in people that are interested in planting and, you know, maybe growing a garden?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a huge surge. People are really interested in the health aspects, physically and mentally. It's a very rewarding hobby, if you will. And even people who didn't think they had green thumbs are now interested in it because they're, you know, they're spending their time. Well, if it would get a little warmer, they would be spending more time outside, but they're spending their time in their personal space because of this, you know, shelter at home.
Well, I need all the help you can give me, because the only plants I seem to be able to keep alive are those succulents that sort of don't need any attention at all.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've got you covered.
Good. I know you do. So now's the time to do the planting, right? It's past the frost date. But what about all the rain? I know that there's been so much damage, too, with all the flooding and everything happening. But was it too much rain now? Did it ruin a lot of the plantings?
Well, here's the deal. You hit the nail on the head with the frost date. So in Chicago, the frost date is May 15th. And people were a little overzealous this year and put their little tender vegetables in a little early, and they got frostbite. So now this weekend, with the Memorial Day weekend coming up, and it's going to be hopefully sunny one of these days, it's going to be a great time to plant. And with all the rain we had, that's why raised gardens and container gardens are so good, because you have the rain actually flows right through. So they shouldn't be hurt.
So smart. Okay, so May 15th is frost date. That means after that.
After May 15th, yes. Okay. And if you do happen to, like, I have a garden in my backyard, and I planted some cool veggies like lettuce, and I covered them those 2 days a couple weeks ago when they said it was going to get down below, you know, freezing. So you can cover them with a little sheet or a little piece of plastic, and you can protect them in case, just in case we have another frost.
Well, we're talking with Sue Ryba. She's a landscape expert, and she's also a horticulturist. See, I said it right that time.
Yeah.
The Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. If you've got a question for her about anything that you're planting or your garden, 312-981-7200. I'm sure Sue will have the answer. But so yes, with all of this, the stay-at-home order, you mentioned the surge and people are rediscovering their green thumb. You know, let's talk about being able to actually grow a cocktail garden. I love this idea, Sue.
It's, you know what, it's a fun idea. First of all, the major idea is to grow what you like to eat and drink, okay?
Okay.
So cocktail gardens, you know, can include herbs or vegetables or even some fruits. Like, who doesn't like a strawberry daiquiri on a hot summer day? And you can grow all these in a raised garden, or if you don't have an outdoor space and just have a patio or a, you know, some kind of small area, you can do a container. You can do tomatoes. You can do all kinds of things. And, you know, I have recipes that are going to be on our Facebook page later tonight, and they're for beginners, like for us beginner mixologists, if you will, because there are a couple things you need to know if you're going to try these at home.
Okay.
And one of them is how to muddle your herbs. And muddle is a technical term, it's a technique where you take the ingredients, like, let's talk about a mojito.
Yes.
So Mojitos are great because you can grow the mint in your garden. And I would recommend, if you're going to grow mint, to be careful because you need to put it in a container or a raised garden, because if you put it in the ground, it could take over.
I now am having visions of my mom's garden and, you know, growing up, and the mint would just sort of be everywhere each year. It just expands.
Yeah. So the key with mint is keep it contained, and you'll enjoy it all summer long. And so what you want to do with those mint leaves is you want to muddle them, okay? Mm-hmm. So you take them and you put them in a shaker glass or a pint glass, and you have this tool called a muddler, believe it or not, and it looks like maybe a 6-inch or an 8-inch baseball bat. It's wooden, and it has a round end on the bottom, and you take the mint leaves and place them in there, and then you gently turn them in one direction. And the key there is gently. So you don't want to tear up the leaves. What you're trying to do is get the oils from the leaf into the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a muddler, don't worry, because there's another technique you can do. And it's called, believe it or not, it's called slap and ball and slap. Okay.
Okay.
Now, it's not aggressive, I promise. And what you do is you take a few leaves in your hand and you ball it up gently, and then you clap your hands together while holding the herb to release the fragrant oils. So you don't really need a muddler, but you can get those really at any place, and you can get them online.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that sounds good. For the recipe, I have it in front of me because you were I'm lucky enough that you sent it to me. It involves fresh squeezed lime juice, of course. Sugar and mint leaves, white rum, and then club soda or seltzer. And of course, we'll post the. You said you're going to post all the recipes on your Facebook page, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then
another thing you're going to need to learn how to do, and this is pretty simple too, is make a simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy simple syrups. Basically, they're water and sugar. But on the next recipe, which is Ruby and Rosemary Prosecco, which has vodka in it, you need to make a simple syrup with rosemary and honey. And basically, you just take the water, a cup of water and a cup of sugar, so equal parts, and you boil the water, and then you stir the sugar in until it melts, or the honey in this case, and then you add a twig of rosemary. And rosemary is another thing you can grow in your garden and use it all through the summer.
And mint and rosemary, those are very easy herbs to grow, right, Sue?
Very easy to grow. All of these are very easy to grow. And the key is grow what you like, you know, grow what you like. And rosemary doesn't take any kind of anything. You can just pop it in the ground and not pay attention to it.
And with the Ruby and Rosemary Prosecco cocktail, it's 4 ounces chilled Prosecco, 3 ounces ruby red grapefruit juice. I'm just going to mention this in case, you know, you already have all these ingredients and you feel like mixing one up. One and a half ounces of chilled vodka, 1 ounce simple syrup that you mentioned that was rosemary honey, then crushed ice and a grapefruit peel and rosemary sprigs for garnish. So that sounds really
nice. And the key with that one, G, is that you can use red grapefruit juice from the grocery store. But I like to actually buy grapefruits and squeeze them and use the actual fresh juice, because it just makes a little bit of a difference.
Fresh squeezed juice is always so good. And also the next, you have some mocktails as well. Of course, a lot of people don't partake in alcohol. And
It's
a sparkling jalapeno and cilantro limeade. This sounds so good.
Yeah, it's great. And you can grow jalapenos in your garden. Mm-hmm. They're very easy to grow. You can head out and get them this weekend now that the frost, knock on wood, is over. And you can also grow cilantro. So both of these items you can grow in your garden. And it's a very simple recipe. It's basically water, cilantro chopped up, and jalapenos. So what you're going to do is you're going to make that simple syrup, and at the end you're going to throw the cilantro and jalapenos in it. And then lime juice and club soda.
And I love the mocktails because it's so easy when you have a recipe like this. You can have a couple of those mocktails for folks that don't want the alcohol, and then you can easily add alcohol, right?
Right, you can. And you can also mix this up in a larger batch and have a pitcher of it. So, you know, they're really good for all kinds of gatherings in the summer.
And, of course, on Sunday brunch, it can't be brunch without a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, right. And so I have a little twist to that, which is a Bloody Mary tomatoes. Mm. And these are probably one of the easiest things to grow. are these little cherry tomatoes that you buy the plants and you get a plethora of tomatoes, and they actually reseed themselves. So if you left them, if left a couple on the vine, and the next year you'll get cherry tomato plants that come back. But this is an interesting one because what you do is it has vodka and Worcestershire, if I can say that correctly, and hot sauce, Frank's hot sauce.
I just say it really fast, like Worcester, and then it sounds like Worcester. I don't know if that's, you know, right or not, but there
I know.
It's harder to spell, so.
It is. It's so true. And what you do is you take a toothpick and you poke little holes in these tomatoes, and then you mix up all those ingredients and you soak them for 2 hours, or you can soak them overnight, and then you drain off the liquid, and then you have Bloody Mary tomatoes.
That is genius. I consider myself a Bloody Mary aficionado, and I have never heard of toothpicking the tomatoes to the vodka and so that the tomatoes soak up the vodka. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's like the old watermelon trick with vodka.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sue, for a beginner, do you recommend that they start with seeds, or do you recommend that they start with like just the little, I'm guessing the little plants? I would never start with seeds.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that for a beginner, I would start with little plants, and you can get them at any nursery now. And I wouldn't get a lot of them. I would get maybe a couple tomato plants and a couple rosemary, and you know, basil's also good to make things with. And start off small, and actually grow what you like, you know. And then you can garnish these things with edible flowers. So the flowers that are edible are hibiscus and pansies. I know people have pansies around right now. Mm-hmm. And lavender, of course, and honeysuckle. So you can make these drinks and you can kind of show off to your friends by putting edible flowers on top as a garnish.
Yes, not just show off. I mean, completely blow your friends away because it's going to be so impressive. I've got like a minute left. Can you tell me, for someone that's, you know, an advanced gardener, great green thumb, they have the space, what are some plants that you think are trending right now that they should be thinking about planting?
Well, you know, I think it's a real personal preference.
Okay.
If they have a lot of space, zucchini plants are good, and the flowers on those are edible. People do fry those up and eat those. They're a delicacy. So, you know, zucchini plants are great because, if you have the space, that is. But, you know, I would say really it's a personal preference, and don't be afraid to try something new. This year in my garden, I'm trying broccoli, believe
Ooh.
It or not. I can't make a drink of that yet, but but maybe I will find something that I can do with that. And that's something new for me. And I'm 17 years in the business, so I try something new every day because, you know, a garden means hope, right?
Yes.
So you just want to try to, in this time, you want to try to keep yourself positive and get outside and enjoy your yard and try something new.
Well, I love that. That's a perfect place to end on that hope. Sue Ryba, she's a horticulturist and landscape expert with Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. And what's the website there, Sue?
It's www.bertoglandscape.com. And you can find us on Facebook. The recipes will be posted on our Facebook page, which is Bertog Landscape.
Thank you so much, Sue. You take care of yourself.